Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet, locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
He covers college football and has covered Tennessee, has focused on the Tennessee beat before. So, David, having done that in the past, your thoughts on what you've seen this past week?
Interesting all around, never a dull moment, obviously. Makes me glad I'm not on the beat anymore because I do value getting 8 hours of sleep or more. Craziness, obviously, with the Ole Miss situation at the end of the game. Also just a crazy game in general. And then, of course, I mean, the last 24 hours with my friend Blake Topmeyer, I think, was one who broke the story about, you know, Jeremy Pruitt's lawyers and the posturing, the aggressive posturing that they're taking in an effort to reach a settlement. So, I feel for you guys. It's both good and bad, and I've lived it, where you've got the never-ending news cycle. It's good in some ways for the media folks, but it's also exhausting. So my thoughts and prayers and sympathies to you guys.
David, I do have a theory that bad things happen in threes, so maybe it's the Ole Miss game, it's the Jeremy Pruitt situation, it's going to Alabama this weekend, and next week, Vol fans can breathe a sigh of relief that, hey, it's a bye, and maybe we can focus on
it's
some greener
bye.
Pastures.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm of the opinion that they ought to just rest Hendon Hooker. I mean, I read where, you know, he's practiced a little bit this week. But I look at that Alabama pass rush with Will Anderson. It's one of the best pass rushes in the country. We know that Tennessee's pass protection is not very good. In fact, I think there's only four or five teams in the FBS that have given up more sacks than Tennessee. With Cade Mays maybe being out, I look at that game and I say, you know what, let's just give Joe Milton some reps. Go into the bye week, get Hendon Hooker all the way back, and then maybe we got a chance against Kentucky. Coaches might not think that way, but when I look at it, that's the way I see it.
Yeah, I think you have to take a long-term view, and you want to go win the game, but also you kind of wonder, don't you, well, if you have some injured guys out there in this kind of game, it's just a tough spot. Everybody recognizes how difficult it is for Alabama. And Alabama, did that look like a team that had locked back in? It's just Mississippi State, but they blew them out easily on Saturday. What do you think about where Alabama is as it's still, of course, in the championship hunt?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was live blogging that game, and so I had Tennessee Ole Miss actually on my second screen until Alabama-Mississippi State was over. And it was a resounding victory on the road for Alabama. I mean, 49-9. They forced Will Rogers to throw more turnovers in that game than he had the entire season coming in. And that's pretty impressive when you think about how often Mississippi State throws the football. I mean, he had almost 300 passing attempts entering that game, had only thrown two interceptions. Alabama picked him off twice in the first quarter. So their defense is, I think, starting to round into form, because when we all looked at this Alabama team before the season, we said, yeah, you know what? They lose Mac Jones, they lose Devontae Smith, they lose Najee Harris, they lose their offensive coordinator. So their defense is going to be the thing that carries them. And I think we're starting to see that a little bit with this Alabama team, because Mike Leach started to get it going with the air raid. It started to look a lot better in year two for them. And so for Alabama to go out and, you know, hold that team to 9 points is, I think, shows you their defense is legit and, you know, not Georgia level, but not too far off either.
So as everything stands right now, David, when you're looking at just this weekend, what is best case scenario for Tennessee versus Alabama?
I mean, I think it'd be a borderline miracle if they covered the spread. I mean, again, there's another element to this, too, that I'm curious. I mean, Nick Saban would never, ever come out and say this, acknowledge this in any way publicly. But Jeremy Pruitt is, you know, one of his protégés, one of his disciples. Somebody who was on staff under him on multiple stints in multiple roles over a long, long time. And so, you know, with all this playing out so publicly, does Nick Saban feel inclined in any way to send a message to Tennessee? I mean, the spread in this game is 27.5, but, you know, if Hendon Hooker doesn't play, if Cade Mays doesn't play, and Alabama is as good as it was against Mississippi State, Nick Saban can kind of pick his score here. And I'm curious to see if there's an element of vengeance on behalf of his former disciple, Jeremy Pruitt.
So Alabama might beat the buyout out of Tennessee. Is that what you're suggesting this weekend?
Yes. Honestly, who cares from the Tennessee side, right? You want to put forth a respectable effort, and if you covered the spread, I think that would be considered respectable. But at the end of the day, nobody expects you to win this game. Nobody expects you to even be close in this game. So who cares if it's 59-3 or just, 42-17? At the end of the day, it is what it is, and you've got a chance here to still, potentially even go 7-5 in this regular season if you could, be healthy enough to go up there and give Kentucky a game. So, I think this is kind of an inconsequential game on Tennessee's schedule. It is what it is. At this point, the rivalry has been dominated by Alabama for so long, and nobody in their right mind is going to say that this is the year when things are going to change.
Yeah, David Cobb's with us, CBSSports.com. David, how will things work out? And there's a lot of time to go, I know, but with the playoff situation, Cincinnati continues to roll, but Ohio State's getting back in the mix. Oklahoma maybe has that quarterback situation figured out. What if they keep rolling? And, of course, Georgia, Alabama, a part of this conversation. What are we looking at here over the next couple of months?
Yeah, I hope is that Cincinnati gets in if they're undefeated. But the reality is that, a one-loss Big Ten champion, Ohio State, won't be excluded from the playoff. Similarly, a undefeated or one-loss Oklahoma team that wins the Big 12 won't be excluded. So, it comes down to, at that point, does Oregon get in if they manage to win the Pac-12 with one loss? If so, that knocks Cincinnati out. Or if Alabama were to beat Georgia in the SEC championship game and both of those teams were to have one loss, I think they're both getting in. So, there's still some hurdles, for Cincinnati to get in, and we could be looking at something that's, kind of predictable in the sense of an Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State, four. But I think Ohio State's shown enough weakness. They've got a tough back half of their schedule. I think there's a good chance Ohio State picks up a second loss. So I think Cincinnati will be okay, but it's not a sure bet that they're in if they run the table.
Hey, David, I wanted to ask you a quick basketball question because I know you also do a great job covering basketball for CBS Sports. And Gary Parrish gave you a shout-out the other day on this pod. It was awesome.
Oh, GP
shout-out. Yeah, GP shout-out.
Oh, gosh, what did he say?
He said that when Texas and Oklahoma joined the SEC, he nominates David Cobb to write the capsules for the 16-team league.
Hey, I've got my hands full with the Pac-12, Gary, all right?
Yeah, no kidding. What do you think about Tennessee's team? They were picked to finish fourth by the media in the SEC. Kennedy Chandler, I think a lot of people have kind of highlighted him not being named to one of the preseason all-SEC teams. Just what do you see expectation-wise for this Tennessee team?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really fun team because I think it's going to be a lot different than last year's team. Because last year's team – one of the better defensive teams in the country. When you think about Keon Johnson, Eve Spons, Jaden Springer, all really good and versatile defenders. Well, all those guys are gone, and some of the players coming in to replace them are not necessarily known for their defense. They're known as guys who can fill it up and get you some points, which makes this a totally different team because Tennessee struggled to score last year. And so, to me, it comes down to how much do they buy into what Rick is preaching to them in practice. Because if you've ever watched a Tennessee basketball practice, you know that it is pretty much 95% to 99% about defense, defensive effort, defensive positioning, and sort of that togetherness on defense. And so if he can get this sort of more offensive-minded roster to buy into that, then I think they are a team that, finishes in the top four of the SEC and, makes the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. But there's still a long way to go there. The SEC is going to be really tough. But I'm excited about it. I think it's a fun team. I think it's, we're kind of going to be unpacking different wrinkles, with this Tennessee basketball team for the first 6 weeks of the season, because there's so many different lineup combinations. There's so many newcomers, so many young players. But if Rick can kind of pull a Tom Izzo, and keep it together for the first 2 months of the season and then find out what clicks, in January and February, I think they'll be, well-positioned. I guess my caution maybe to Tennessee basketball fans would be give them a little bit of time on the front end to figure it out because there's just so many different moving parts on that roster.
We are getting closer, just a couple weeks to go here with the start of the college basketball season. Football rolls on. They have both covered at CBSSports.com, and David Cobb is a part of the coverage. David, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Okay, sounds good.